Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
A bill reforming the way student loans are administered and repaid was the first order of business for the Finance and Expenditure Committee on Wednesday. Making a submission was New Zealand Union of Student Associations co-president David Doe.
Obviously, the expansion of online services and increased electronic and personal management will benefit everyone, particularly for overseas borrowers, and we've already seen great benefits from online changes for StudyLink for us current students. So the change is obviously designed to improve admin and create subsequent cost savings for government, and because they'll be implemented at the same time as the student loan computer redesign, there'll be no additional administrative cost.
Mr. Doe said this raised questions about the introduction of a $100 student loan administration fee.
So while we acknowledge costs are incurred with administration, we question the need for increasing fees when these changes may reduce administration costs. And we think many students and borrowers would be very cynical of this new fee, and they'd be expecting either actual evidence for a need for it or for this fee to be dropped.
New Zealand Union of Student Associations co-president David Doe making a submission on the student loan scheme bill. Next, the Finance and Expenditure Committee looked at a bill that would alter tax arrangements for couples with dependent children. Former United Future MP, now Kiwi Party leader Gordon Copeland, agreed with the intent of the bill, but suggested restrictions on what type of couples should be eligible.
This should be limited to married couples. We're saying it takes a partnership of a man and a woman to raise children if we want the very best outcomes for children. We believe that as a nation, we need to foster a marriage culture. What sort of partnership is necessary to give the best outcomes to children? And that's my priority, to get the best outcomes for children we can. And that partnership must involve, to do that, both a mother and a father.
Mr. Copeland said restricting the tax breaks to married couples would help discourage fraudulent claims.
In fact, without a marriage certificate, I would say that income sharing could be open to abuse and indeed even fraud, if you think it through in terms of the casualness of relationships which might then be covered.
But Trevor McGlinchey of the New Zealand Council of Christian Social Services didn't agree that the family unit was defined by financial measurements.
The drivers are more around a social desire for nuclear family, a cultural desire for nuclear family, and I think that we need to be looking at those and focusing on those from a social and cultural aspect rather than a fiscal aspect.
Among Thursday's committee meetings, the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee conducted its annual financial review of the New Zealand Antarctic Institute. The committee heard from Board of Antarctic and New Zealand Chairman Rob Fenwick, who outlined steps being taken to improve energy efficiency in Antarctica.
The addition of the Meridian wind to energy plant has been a very significant step change for what we do in Antarctica. It saved an estimated 500,000 litres of fossil fuels shipped to Antarctica in the last 12 months.
And there was also a novel approach to cutting water use.
We now ask visitors to Scott Base to take their dirty laundry home rather than wash it at Scott Base, which, including cabinet ministers, which has been welcomed by everybody.
Across the corridor, the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee was engaged in another financial review, this time of the Accident Compensation Corporation, represented by its chief executive, Jan White, who explained how the economic climate had led to fewer claims.
The reason you don't get claims is people don't want to go away from work and maybe find that they can't go back to work afterwards because of what's happened in the organisation. I don't want to make an ACC claim for a skiing injury, which means I can't go to work and then find work are going to I'm not going to be able to continue there. But we also had a fairly big drop in the non-earners, where work isn't even an issue. And so I suspect there's a bit about what happens in the work, but it might also be counterbalanced by people's understanding of what's happening in the area or what's happening in the economy.
ACC Chief Executive Jan White. Back at the Finance and Expenditure Committee on Wednesday, Finance Minister Bill English delivered his budget policy statement and made this announcement.
The budget, as the Prime Minister has outlined, will focus on savings and investment, and it will be delivered on Thursday the 19th of May.
Finance Minister Bill English I'm Rach Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.